Just went off the tip.
Always.
Ad libbing and shit. That's good. That's a gift.
That's a real Trap gift. Trap Comedy Podcast. We back early Sunday morning. They will bless this due to those that believe in something. Underneath the chest, I'm going to make a left. All right, go after the light. Trap Comedy. You know what I mean? Oh my God, this guy never gives me a spoon. I don't have to call his dad. A stakeout meal would be great. We try to promote y'all Sundays and Saturdays. Shrimp and fish. Why you play me? You want to eat two pieces of shrimp? Come on, man. I done gave you 2-3 commercials.
Yeah, that's it, what?
That's how you send me my food? Come on. Don't do me like this. I ain't gonna drop nothing in your car.
Oh, I ain't worried about that, bro.
That shit
is. Yeah, it's it.
I'm riding with Unk, y'all.
What's up, what's up?
Well, man, old player. Smooth, too. He probably like, this nigga in my shit eating fish in my motherfucking car.
Yeah, smell whole, my whole shit smelling like fish.
Yeah, but
now I gotta get ass air freshman.
Unk used to buy some pussy back in the day. I don't know what fish smell like.
That's right, boy. Once you stinking, you gotta get the fuck up out of my car.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna get me a spoon. Didn't get no damn spoon? I gotta find you. Where the hell we can stop and get you a damn spoon?
Let me stop. This is cheese. You don't want nothing?
No, I'm good, man.
I just want to eat this shit before we get to my destination.
Okay, get you something.
Then they're gonna say, why you ain't get nothing?
You know how black folks do. There's a sheet on the left here. I can never get there and just stop. I always make a stop all the time.
Why you don't get a napkin? Why you
didn't give you shit?
No, I'm asking them.
Damn, what the fuck? I don't know, this little, you got to wipe it, your tips off.
I'm wiping it on this. Watch out.
Huh?
Oh, don't wipe it on me.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm wiping this shit off your seatbelt,
because
I don't
want to
hit your mouth.
Man, you only been here 2 minutes. Fucking up my shit. You didn't know hoopty?
No, not at all. You got it. Is it foreign?
Yeah, it's foreign. It's from Sweden.
Where from?
From Sweden. Man. You gotta say it with an S, Sweden.
That's that shit right.
You gotta say that shit right, you gotta say Sweden.
Well, you gonna miss the sheet.
I ain't gonna miss nothing. I'm about to sheets right here.
Where is that?
Right here on your left. Oh. This road is not sweet, it's not sheets. I deal with this joke. I gotta go get you a daggone knife and a fork and a napkin. Eating
open
fish.
Open the door. Oh, I'm coming, goddamn. Yeah, my ass coming. Jane called my ass.
All this motherfucking traffic. Look at this shit. Fucking with you. I can never go straight place with you. It's always got to make 100 stops. How long I been on the road now?
I don't know how this happened. I like bonding. We bond. I like the bond.
Oh, we doing male bonding now. The brothers bonding.
Bonding, man. That should be more. Let it be known for those that don't know. We are African American.
Yes, we black.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to be a black. I was trying to say, you know, a little more professional.
No, we black.
I'm with my uncle, so I can say how he wants to say it.
I'm black. All right, go out and get this. I got you. But you take too damn long, because every time you leave out here, huh?
Get some sugar packets too, man.
Sugar
packets.
Damn. Jesus.
You see hot sauce, get it too.
Yeah, you want what?
Napkins.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a napkin.
Yo, we had to stop on the road. Can't get this fish. From a stakeout. York PM plug. Another commercial. Ain't no fork. I mean, you don't go, bro. I don't take nothing home to eat. If we buy a pizza at the restaurant, I'm putting garlic on my shit right here. I'm taking me a slice out the pie. Off the pie. I do my business deals like I do my pizza. I mean, in my hand. That's just real shit. The way the world's situated now, you gotta get your just due. Nobody owe you anything out here, I'm learning. You gotta take it. Life and comedy in the same way. I'm giving you depends on whether the person is writing or how he's delivering or what he's giving you. I'm giving you me. Before I knew who I was. It's costing me. I see a bigger picture. It's real shit. I say a lot of dumb shit. You think I don't want to marry my baby mom? Struggle, heartache, all that stuff I put her through. Life with men. But I talk that shit, it gets off my chest. Thanks, man. I appreciate you so fucking much.
Yeah. Now, can we go down?
We out of here. Can you hook me up? There you hook me up. There you hook me up. You is a blessing in this job. Look at these niggas. I'm not good. I don't want to do that, Joe. I didn't show it on video what I had to do to Chris. I don't even know what I'm doing to my Chris. I'm making it right.
You making it right?
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, bro. Much love, bro. Much love. You got me crazy, but I love you.
Hey, yo. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, bro.
What's different from a woman now than a woman back then?
Depending on the age bracket.
Main thing?
Main thing is the age bracket.
I see some dumb old hoes.
Yeah, a lot of dumb old hoes.
All they want to do is go to the club,
spend your money, ask you for a couple of dollars. That's the main. What's a couple of dollars mean?
I don't know. Let me tell me.
What's a couple of dollars mean? When I was growing up, $2 means a couple of dollars is $2. Now it's 20. A couple of dollars mean $10 or 20. They want $20.
So these old bitches want $20?
They want $20. Don't know what they're gonna do with it. You know what they're gonna do with it.
But they want $20. They want $20 multiple times a day, though.
Multiple times a day.
Instead of just give me a short list, bitch.
Give me a short list. And tell me what the fuck you want,
so I can tell you what's not happening.
Like I say,
man, don't try to palm plus the situation with me. Like I'm paying slowly, like.
Yeah.
It costs me to come see you. Then it costs me to come see you.
Yeah, you got bomb drinks. They always gonna smoke cigarettes. Always like, I need a pack of, I got a pack of Newport shorties.
I'm trying, but I hate that. I probably hate it, but I hope. I used to like.
That's a couple dollars right there.
Yeah.
That's $10 right there. And then when you drop them off, come, give me a whole couple dollars. I said, I just gave you a couple dollars.
Yeah, you gotta check, dude. I'm a long shot. Not even a long shot, because you got nothing back from me.
You gotta run a tally with these bitches. You know, you gotta use a calculator. Okay.
Bitch told me one time, niggas gotta pay to be with her.
Shit.
Then I got around some niggas that told me, like, yo, you be with that bitch. I said, yo, what's up? I'm like, y'all niggas be what?
Yeah, I ain't paying nobody shit. We gonna have some fun, then you out. You like, you ain't got no car, you ain't got no money. You always want, you like, you want a drink, you want cigarettes, you want something to drink. And then what? Then you get drunk, too damn drunk, you fall asleep. You ain't doing me no damn good.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You wasting my damn time. You taking a rental space.
When I was a kid, I always had to crush an older woman. And I was raped early. I loved it. I kept coming back for more. So I'm from the old woman all the time.
My first time, she was 21 and I was only 16. That was an experience.
Yeah, she was old. Yeah. I had like 14.
21 was older than me when 30, I was 14.
Maybe about 32.
32?
She was yanking his dick. I was with him. Cause he tricked me too. That's why I ain't really like, as growing up, I really like eating pussy. I was like, cause the bitch tricked me.
Yeah.
She used to take me to the house, buy 40 ounce. I was 13 years old.
He was a hoe at 14.
Yo,
ain't that a bitch?
And that's why I look at life different, cause she was Muslim.
So I'm Muslim? How the hell is she Muslim buying you 40?
That's what I said. I'm fucking my head. That's why I'm people like, you talk great.
She has what they call an epiphany. She's like, you know, I can get more with this shit.
If I learned it, though.
Huh?
She dressed in garb. That'll make, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I
make it legit.
A fucking experience, yeah.
Yeah, she made her legit.
So,
what the hell? What did it look like underneath that garb? Did it scare you or make you happy?
I was 13. I'll tell you this. What if she added up to the years and all that up, I had a kid at 14 years old. My mom said, I'm fucking this bitch. Oh.
Damn right.
My mom confronted her. She told my mom, she said, he's lying. No, that never happened. It's not. My mom was like, yeah, all right. Bitch, you used to be hanging out with kids. I didn't mind it.
Shit, he was a mature 14.
Yo, I was just trying to get this shit out of my system. I'm like, oh, she's gonna fuck.
You backed up.
But this is what she scared me. That's what I was talking about. I don't want any pussy. I'm scared. I mean, I'm over that fear now because I like fishing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, yo, take me to the house. A lot of people remember this because they didn't know. A lot of people having unprotected sex for years.
Yeah.
I said, yo, they had the condom just for oral sex. Like, you know what I mean? They wasn't lube.
Yeah.
You couldn't fuck with them because it wasn't lubed up.
Right.
So
they wasn't lubed up.
Nah, it was just,
they ain't had no KY jelly back then.
They were scarce to buy it. You know what I mean? People was trying. So look, she gave me, she used to always come with it. So I'm like, right. Yo, what's this shit? So she's like, oh shit, bro, we don't got no condom, huh? You gotta please me. I'm like, what?
Please you. That's what I mean. You gotta go down south then. That's what she wants you to do.
So force that shit on me.
Yeah, one you gotta time, go down to Georgia.
Yo, one time I was like 15, this old chick, my hug, she know me too, Nicole. That was my bitch back then. I said, yo, I was like 14. She thought I worked for UPS. I used to wear the Dickie suit, right? That was a bitch.
Oh, you played the role?
She never leave our house. How would she know?
Yeah, right?
Somebody like this, one time I was down there, and I knew I should have been an actor. Yo, I was spitting so much spit on the palm of my fucking hand.
Jesus.
Over there at the right motion, and she was just, it's just a, you know what I mean? She just thought I was really in that pussy. And I wasn't. But later on, I learned, like, I didn't mind eating her, but she was pretty.
Yeah, well, that's what's up.
Pussy was pretty. She was different. She looked like one of the girls from that group. Y'all name? The light-skinned one?
Yo, I like them red bones. They're a pain in the ass, though. They evil. They evil. Shit, you fuck with them things, man, you might get cut.
I'm fucking on top for 38 years.
Damn.
My mom. Vicious motherfucker.
No shit.
She talked to her kids like it's a nigga, like a nigga scorned a nigga for the street. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm your son. How you gonna talk, treat me like that?
Fucking mom. What's wrong with you? Just the honest answer ever. The 80s was rough, so it's like, nigga, fit for yours.
Damn right. Redbone's real in style in the 80s, though. I can say that because I'm old like that. I know about that shit. Redbone was a thing in the 80s. They're making a comeback now.
You say no, they not. So like, a nigga hate approaching a rep on their headache.
Yeah.
They done put some other nigga life off for the last 20 years. Nigga, I don't want to. You want to cool this guy? He's like, yeah. Then you get around that bitch, you start seeing her for her.
Right.
She on her back. Like, the worst time you ever see a bitch is when she's sick or when she's on her period. And you're like, oh my God. I'm gonna put you sick because I wanna stay in the house and get sick with you. You know what I mean? Like,
not that.
Am I wrong though? I'm like, hell, I gotta go. I can't make
it. I can't even swap spit with you.
Make a cup of soup. Yo, I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Make a shit. Make some hot Kool-Aid. Boil some Kool-Aid.
Like, boil some Kool-Aid.
You're like, yo. I'm like, you don't love me.
Yeah.
You don't love me. You told me boil some Kool-Aid. I'm like, but this is a little
accident. You're running like water. I'm trying to blow your system out so you can get better.
Women are crazy, huh?
It's crazy, bro. Real crazy.
I appreciate you coming on the podcast with us this morning.
That's right. Appreciate it, bro. It's been real.
It's been real. Man, that nigga shit.
Next time, be fucking ready next time I come get you.
Yeah, it's a rough world out there,
man. Yeah, rough world. Give me a couple dollars.
Send it to the Mac machine.
You say you ain't got your Mac card.
Yeah, I got dumb motherfuckers, man.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Anybody, yo, fellas, if a lady ever asks you for a couple dollars, you tell them. Ain't no Mac machine.
Tell them my car broke.
My car fucked up.
It's been real.
My car fucked up, and everything I use is off my phone so I can swipe it.
Yeah.
Off my barcode.
And off the barcode.
Yeah.
My phone fucked up too.
Bitch, she ain't got a good phone. She like, oh yeah, he do got one of the barcode, bro.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, this nigga's out of pocket. My friends be rolling sometimes. They're like, yo, you're not even funny. You're a fucking liar. Get on that stage, you lie. Talk about everybody else. Talk about you. What's going on with you? I'm like, niggas, I tell me. I'm telling my life.
Keeping it real. We just told you at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. I tell my man's an actor. Shout out to my friend. He's an actor. He go out. You probably see one of other podcast shows with me, Evan Freeman. Like, yo, you're not funny. Funny. I'm like, how the fuck you funny? Ain't you an actor? Hey, I'm like, yo, don't you do TV show? You on Netflix. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, you're not funny. I make you funny.
Yeah, I make you funny.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's funny because he's genuine, my friend. Like, he used to come to my mom's house and make cheese sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Cheese sandwich.
With the pretzels.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's old school.
Yeah, so I don't mind him talking shit. Right. Anywhere else, I'd probably be like, I'm just put you in your fucking mouth. you make me funny. But it's funny, though, because it's just like, it shows that as your peers that's doing this and doing that, you can only be on the same level. Because I can be with my other peers that's on Rikers Island.
Right, right.
You know what I'm
saying? Rikers Island.
Yeah.
You got some peeps there?
I hope not.
You act like you know the place.
Bro,
oh, Rikers Island. You act like you know the place.
I better not. Everybody know that I know y'all better not be on Rikers Island.
That's
everybody
right.
Sure they doing some nice things. Get together. Let's do a high school reunion, even though I got a GED.
That's all right. You still graduating.
Yeah.
Still play the plate.
I know them niggas stuck on the side of the road.
D?
But they owe me $50 and they own a car. Like, I'm not stopping. I'm giving out a commercial now.
That's right.
Same niggas on the side of the road.
That's right. If you owe me money, I ain't stopping.
They owe me $50. I'm not stopping.
That's right.
I'm keeping it real, so I'll let you know when you hit an interview. I saw you niggas. You got your mattress on the back of the flatbed.
Tying it back
pickup.
Down.
Yeah, on the pickup truck, nigga.
And you look like you got a flat. You got a Ford red pickup.
Yeah, Uncle, you seen all that?
I seen all of that. Thing. You got a ball head and a beard.
Oh, God.
And he was tying the beard back down.
Tying it down. Yeah,
the truck looked like it was leaning.
But I know you was good, nigga. You niggas got triple. What's that called? Triple A?
Triple A.
Yeah, I ain't got no Triple A.
I ain't got no Triple A. I do. I got it, too. I could have called him. Help him out.
I remember one time I was driving down the road and the tire flew off, right? I was in the wrong lane. I had to pull. I was in this lane. I had to get over there. That shit flew. I was riding this box.
Damn.
I jumped out that motherfucker and got in the passenger seat. They was like, you need help. Hell no. She went to go get help. Wait for her to come back. I'm cool.
Damn right.
Triple A coming on this way. Don't you stop here, officer. Man, somebody out there.
Yeah,
somebody
right.
out there speeding. Go ahead, do your job.
Hey, do your job. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm good. Stay around too long, you might get suspicious.
They said, I was in New York Park, minding my business. I would know how to come back here.
Yeah.
I was asleep, listening to the radio. Nick gave me a ticket because I was asleep with the key in my ignition, listening to the radio in my car.
Ain't that some
shit? I said, ain't that some shit?
That's slavery shit.
I said, yo. He said, I don't even think you do comedy. I said, what?
He said you wasn't funny either?
Yo,
you ain't funny.
The car was full of flyers. So he was like, he wanted to like, let me get a joke type shit. I was like, I ain't that kind of comedian.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then one time,
especially when you had your hand on a taser.
Yo, that nigga got hand on a gun. That was in Queens, New York. I was like, because the van was coming to take me. I think I had to go upstate to show some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But another time, I'm taking the comedy shit out of context. I thought I was winning.
Right, right, right.
Oh, you got somebody calling.
Nah, I ain't about to call. I ain't about one.
So I think I'm taking this comedy shit to another level. I think I'm good. I'm like 8 months in. I'm feeling myself. I ain't know nothing. I ain't know this shit. You got to be at least 20 years in to be somebody.
Right.
So they say. So I say, yo, I'm riding around New York City. I'm smoking weed. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
I've been smoking weed, and I'm like, fuck it. I think comedy and AFD going to be legal soon. Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And as I'm doing it, I ride by, the fucking police pull me over. You know what you tell me?
What's that?
Think your weed louder than the music.
You must have been smoking that fucking chronic.
Yo, but the tents was up.
Yeah.
So I said, damn. So it was like, love you. I said, yo, I'm cool. I do stand up comedy. I got none of that. You know, they know, if you do some kind of entertainment, it's like, listen, our press can't record on this shit.
Damn right.
So they run back, like, so what you doing in the neighborhood? I'm like, yo, I come from the neighborhood, this and that. I come back here to get my grimming, get my, you know, my material, like just to feel of being here.
Yeah, exactly.
And shit like that. So he, like, you know, he said he was a sergeant. Past tense of my life. I'll give you that story. You got to tune in personally on another day. But I blew trial to a cop lying to me on the stand in New York City. It was a big thing about it. I got a reversal, Rockefeller Law, all types of shit.
Right.
And the cop came to find later, he was more dirty in it. And the worst part, and they was glorifying, like, nah, he's, you know, and I was like, I can't bite my tongue.
Right, right.
It's like, that nigga's not no real nigga. That nigga's a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, 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 right.
Shout out to the Sergeant Lieutenant Daniel Middleton from the 1/3 Precinct. And what happened off that was, he's like, tell me a joke. I was like, I'll tell you a joke. I might mind telling him a joke. Because he was like, yo, why do you, this is exactly what he told me. He said, yo, why y'all even smoke weed? Waste your time with that shit. Why are you just gonna sniff some cocaine? I said, you lost your motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
Coming from you, somebody tell my kids that you don't want to grow up to be a firefighter or police.
Right, right. And you tell them.
Yeah, I tell them. I got to change when I tell my kids to like. So, in the process of this shit, I say, yo, I'll tell you a joke. I say, yo, you know what's a crazy thing in life? You looked at my record. You got my ID. You see what it is. And this is what I do now. Cool. I can do all this shit. Your wife can call me home, call me to your house right now and suck my dick. You out here saving the world. Said to be Superman, you can't even get no head.
No, you can't.
That shit's crazy. He said, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You get the fuck out of here. And all right, you guys just go. Get the fuck out of here. It's harder like this. No, I tell you no lie. About 3 days later, because I had a show. So now they almost foul on my shit.
Right.
I had a show. They pulled right in front of my mom's crib. I'm coming out blunt and lit. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't even run, hide, do nothing.
No, right. No cover, no cover.
Yeah, it's a blunt. Fuck it. I'm taking a hit. So he's like, yo, I say, yo, y'all didn't just pull me on the other day. What the fuck? They say, nah. They say, yo, have a good show. I just said, that's what I learned. They follow you. I listen.
Yeah.
Just taking it, yo, what happened? They ain't harassing me. No, I know for a fact you're harassing me now because you say you have a good show. You just feel because I'm a comedian, I got shows.
Yeah.
I had to really show that it was changed because they didn't believe.
Right.
Now it's really show like, yo, all right, cool. Because I ain't out here promoting too much of anything. The violence that comes with it, it probably come from me and another comedian.
Right.
Well, heck, a lot of show. But it's not, I'm not telling anybody go get the strap. I mean, no disrespect to whoever, you know, promoted, go get the strap. But I'm saying my career right now, I don't have to tell nobody to go get it.
Right.
The way I talk usually, you better know you should have it. You know what I'm saying?
You come already.
Like I'm trying not to.
You come legit already.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, you don't know what you're going into in the situation.
Right.
Try to be prepared. Like, just be prepared however it could go down. Be having fun tonight.
Right.
Like, it's no judgment, everything on the table. Let's just laugh. That's me.
Right.
And you know, we having fun. That's all.
That's what's up, man. All about fun, man. Having a good time.
Oh, let me ask you, because you old as dirt. How you feel about Cosby?
Cosby, man, I tell you, I don't know, man.
Like, if you were going, like, because you know, you've never been in trouble in your life. You got a good job. We're going to tell the world that.
Yeah, right.
But if you was a correctional, because your credit is that great.
Right.
You can work there. Would you give him hot water if he needed it?
Yeah, I do it. I gotta keep it real, man. I can't. This man's 80 years old. He gonna probably die. If he don't get out in a couple years, he gonna probably die in jail.
Old people don't die in jail.
Yeah, is that what they do?
Old people, it's gonna be, you know what I mean? It's a recipe. It's something they got in there. They live. They just keep going.
Yeah, I saw him in those shackles, man. They had him like he was gonna run away. They had him. He looked like Kunta Kinte in Roots.
Sell the image.
Definitely. Yeah, you gotta sell that image. Yeah, they got to sell that image because, like I say, you know, he can barely walk. They got him on, had him up waist shackles, foot shackles, like he going to run away. Where the fuck he going at 80 miles at 81 years old? Where the hell is he going there?
I can't say it's a shame. I can't say that.
Well, hooked him up.
Only person that I'm like, how can I say it? I want to say it right so they don't talk to stupid. Like my grandma.
Yeah.
So, she's like, because they took away everything that people told. They tried to take that from him, stripes of like, yo, listen to Bill Cosby's role model.
Yeah.
They got him in school for
it. Yeah.
So now that this happened, they try to like take that whole part away.
All that stuff.
And I want to figure out if there's a way that you can take that away, like you can leave that from a private life. And then what happens if it didn't happen to
you? Yeah, exactly.
Because the world will always look like you if it did happen and you bought yourself back. You bought your with your freedom, your money.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Like, they go to Bill Cosby right now and say, we need $20 million right now, Bill, put your house first. You think he's not going to give that to him?
He'll do it. He got the money.
Compared to a person that would be like, I'm not.
And guess where he got convicted? Here, in PA, of all fucking places.
You know why? And I'm going to go, because we got another strong now. Let me see. Oh, we got 6 minutes. We're going to end on that in a little bit. Because you know what I was going to think? Alan Iverson used it up for Bill.
Yeah.
You know, AI did what he did?
AI
got out of that shit.
He sure did.
AI, in the name of love.
In the name of love.
My bitch was supposed to be here with me. Bitch, the world see what I'm doing? These churches are selling. I don't know. I'm not really too keen to go crazy if your woman leave. But I don't know how they leave. When they take too much. They try to do too much when they leave. So it's not really I'm going crazy over the love, the pussy, the head. Because no matter what, we got sex and argue right after I forget to bring the rag to wipe both of us up down.
Yeah, you gotta wipe you down.
Yeah, she be like, because a woman always say the dumbest shit ever. What they say? What they say? Where you learn that move at? What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? Where did I learn that move at?
Yeah, right?
I learned that move right here. Right fucking here. I got tired of doing all the same shit, so I was thinking in my mind, I gotta do some new shit. And that's what I learned. Oh, you did that with her. Oh, now you bringing up some shit I did 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you bringing that old shit up all the time?
That shit up. I ain't do nothing for her.
I've been What's keeping her? It real for the last 24 hours.
last
24 hours. I've been real.
I've been honest.
I've been straight with you. What else you want me to do?
See me do anything?
I'm sitting right here talking to you, babe. I'm keeping it real. I love you. I must love for you. I'll do anything I can for you.
You said Netflix, chill. We're gonna watch three fucking movies.
I'm using somebody else's account, too. This ain't even my shit.
Oh, babe, mom shit. When she find out where I'm at, we're in trouble. So I don't owe her a dime, but she like, oh, this nigga using my shit?
Yeah, right.
I can't log into my shit.
It's because you got to get too many users online same fucking time.
Yeah, this nigga out of pocket.
You know that thing, tell you what you watched last?
She go right in. She go right in.
You better clean that queue up.
She called Netflix hotline. Yo, this is a bad day. That's right.
What was he watching last? Shit.
GPS that pussy.
Yeah,
beep, 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 beep. GPS that pussy.
Yeah, that shit got that shit. You never know, man.
Where he at? Oh, I'm doing that scale like that.
Yeah.
Here we out. Me and Uncle Willie out.
Peace.